This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we wonder, what did our early settlers eat? The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I recently visited the Star of the Republic Museum in the Texas town of Washington on the Brazos. It's no surprise that early Texas life was nasty, brutish, and short, but there in the museum that hard life took on form and texture. In 1836, Washington on the Brazos was the site of the Constitutional Convention for the Republic of Texas. 52 delegates raced to write a constitution for a country separate from Mexico, while Santa Anna and his army were on their way to stop them. Texas won the short and bloody war that followed. Now immigrants from Europe and the United States had to build civilized life in their harsh new republic. Let's look at just one piece of that life. Let's look at food. Today, we typically eat 3,000 calories a day. Historian Matilda Houston tells us that early Texans ate more like 4,500 calories. No one seemed aware that there's more to food than its energy content. Pork and corn dominated the Texas diet. It was too hard to protect chickens from predators, and Texas longhorns were still running wild. They wouldn't be harnessed for food and commerce till later. For now, cattle were too valuable to eat. They gave milk, and they served as beasts of burden. They were a medium of exchange in a land with no reliable currency, so pork dominated the Texas diet. Outsiders soon called Texas the Republic of Porkdom. Early Texans held some odd beliefs about food. They regarded fresh meat as unhealthy. Meat had to be smoked or cured in brine and then eaten later. Pork attracts parasites, so I suppose that made sense. Wheat wasn't grown here. It was a luxury that had to be imported. So Texans ate cornbread, tortillas, hominy, and they fed corn to their pigs. Pork was really just corn turned into meat. Texans avoided vegetables. Vegetable gardens too easily got mixed up with human waste. You could die of typhoid fever. So breakfast might be cornbread and pork with milk, eggs, and coffee, then cornbread and pork for lunch, and supper made of lunch leftovers. Sometimes they sweetened the meat with honey or molasses. People weren't interested in roughage. It offered no calories. A food like lettuce had no value as fuel. They ate with a knife and a spoon, no fork, and they bolted their food. Meals lasted less than 10 minutes. Food meant fuel, not a social event. In any case, the delegates signed a constitution on March 2, 1836. 4 days later, the Alamo fell. 7 weeks later, Sam Houston defeated Santa Anna at a spot only 18 miles from my office. As Texas took shape, things changed in odd ways. Santa Anna eventually retired to Staten Island, and Houston, now Texas' largest city with some 4 million people, at last offers the greatest array of healthy, affordable food I've ever found anywhere. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.